Well, good morning. 809 Brock Unter.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, you ass.
It is morning, right? I mean, I've been outside. No, I've been outside a few times.
I haven't seen the sun in 3 weeks.
I put up a video yesterday during 90s at noon. I was down here in my basement doing it. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go out and see the sun for a little bit. I got that little RC car out. Well, you guys stopped by and dropped some nice gifts off last night from a distance. Mm-hmm. And I busted that thing out and started driving. You're like, just put that thing away, you toddler.
They're like, hey, you want to take it for a spin? I'm like, no, because I'm an adult man. Get out of here.
Come on, man. Please, no, I didn't want you to drive it anyway.
Just take it for a spin, for the love of God. Please. Please, God.
Yeah,
please.
It's funny, though. It's like I'm going through the attic. I'm, like, busting out old, like, activities I had done through the years that found themselves in the attic, not played with for years.
You're a toddler. So,
yeah. Old board games.
You're talking about putting a train set up in your attic because, you know, you're a toddler. It's great.
My dad's got a badass, like, CSX. I think, is it CSX? One of those old school, like, the real heavy
trains.
The
ones made out of lead? Yeah, the real good ones. Yeah, the good ones. Yeah, man. Nice.
I don't know. Well, I'm bored, Brock.
They need to do something, man.
So it's either going to be that or a slot car track, Brock.
Slot car track. Of course, you know, but we could probably stand on opposite ends, or maybe we do it outside.
You know, you got the loop-de-de-loop, the loop-de-de-loop.
It'd be so good. It'd be good. I like the slot car track idea. Anyway, we got to move on. We got your WTF to get to. Stick around.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
Of course, as always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Your best buds in the business.
Sup, Katie?
Who's up?
They are offering curbside assistance and service right now, by the way. So go check them out. They're still serving you right now. Monday morning, a guy robbed a bank in Castle Pines, Colorado. And someone during the robbery, he managed to drop his wallet. So you're probably thinking, well, there's a stupid criminal who managed to get himself caught. Except that's not how it went down. Because before the cops got there, someone else stole the wallet off the ground. So now the cops are trying to track down the wallet thief so they can use the wallet to get the bank thief.
Oh, man.
The perfect crime.
Levels of investigation going on here. Where was it dropped at again?
It was dropped in the bank. So he dropped it in the bank.
Dude,
so here he is.
Hey, that bank.
Put him up. This is a robbery. And then his wallet falls out. I don't know how your wallet would fall out, though.
There's a lot of terrible folk hanging around that bank. Yeah. Stay away from that bank.
Yeah, no joke. That bank is full of thieves, for God's sake.
You know what I thought you were going to say, though, at first? Is he dropped the wallet. But the robber planned ahead, and he put somebody else's ID in the wallet to deter the police.
That's smart. You know,
I was like, this guy's smart.
That's actually a really good. You know what? When we go rob that bank, Hunter, we'll have to do that. We'll have to get some other people's IDs.
We'll get the Screaming Yellow Lobster's ID.
Take him to jail.
It was him. He did it.
Penalty.
He actually... The lobster's a good costume to rob a bank, and it's a good disguise to rob the bank. And
yeah, right. Look, except you're not really elusive in that thing, I don't think.
No, you can't see anything. You're gonna end up getting stuck in a doorway or something. So, right. the lobster does not make a good criminal. He is not a good.
Well,
criminal.
Well, he looked like he was 350 pounds. He was yellow and he had lobster. He had antennas.
Antennae. He was yellow. Claws, and he was a lobster. Any other distinguishing features? I just said he's a giant yellow lobster. I don't know what else you want me to tell you. Just look for the giant yellow lobster with a bag of money. He's your guy.
All right, beat him with your nightstick.
Just beat him to death. Jesus. That's your WTF. We'll be back.